You know how it starts like boom, 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 and then the beat drops more?
Oh, my muchkele, muchkele.
Make a funny.
Jokes aside, what is this?
Jokes aside, man.
Ah, it's good. Jokes aside.
My name's Nadeev. Welcome to my podcast.
Who here is excited for Christmas, holidays? Everyone in the Christmas spirit?
Hanukkah.
I basically had a tough time with Christmas my whole life because the invites are, it's a hard list to get on as a Jewish person. So far, me and my foreign friends would celebrate, like my Muslim friends, I have friends from Sudan. We decided to celebrate in Paris together. We just don't know how to celebrate Christmas. Like literally, it's amateur hour. So you'll have like my friend from Sudan. She's like in the middle of dinner in Paris at nighttime. She gives me a present, not wrapped. She's like, I got a gift for you. It's not wrapped? What is it? There's no tree, it's nighttime. I got a gift for you. She breaks out into Arabic, like I hit her with the heebs. I'm like, this is why war between the Middle East happens. It's when Jews and Muslims try to celebrate Christmas together. It's not safe. I'm used to just being on the streets at Christmas with a bunch of hungry Jews and stray dogs, just like, is anyone out here? Is anyone in there? So basically, a horrible thing happened at dinner in Paris. My friend, who I'm referring to, this Sudanese girl, she is beautiful, 2 meters tall, gorgeous, amazing, intelligent woman. But for some reason, the entire night, she thought it'd be funny to just like judo chop me in the back of the leg. End of the night comes. Christmas was ruined. And I see her from the back. At least I thought it was her. I judo chop this woman in the back of the kneecap. A grown adult, strange woman falls to her knees. She turned around. My instant reaction was to grab her, like physically, like, huh? I'm so sorry. She was cool about it at the end of the day. She's like, look, I know you thought I was your friend. Don't worry, it's fine. An hour later, we're like dancing at the bar, and my friend is like, you're still so in your head. What's wrong? I'm like, I'm a rapist. All right, welcome to another episode of Jokes Aside. My name's Nadeev Molcho. I am your host. Hopefully by now you know that. That was a little bit of live stand-up comedy. And wow, what a feeling. Do we all remember what it feels like to have a live audience? Or rather, be a live audience, sit there and just watch a show, a good theater, some good stand-up. I miss the laughs. I tell you, I tried everything during quarantine. I did live Instagrams. I did live sort of social media, Zoom calls, all sorts of things. I had a small group of people that would sort of like gather around a WhatsApp group and all listen to me try stand-up. You know what? That's a lie. That last one was a lie. I got nervous. I started running out of things. I'm like, maybe I didn't do a lot during quarantine. Maybe I could have tried more. My point is, what a difference it makes to have a live audience there. You know, when I did these live Instagram things, I was like, hey, do you find it funny? Do you not find it funny? I don't know. People are writing, ha, 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 ha. But are they really laughing? Have you ever done that? You know, when someone sends you a message or even like a meme or something and your face expression is just completely serious, but you'll just like double click it for a like and then send laughing smiley emojis or write in capital letters, ha, 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 ha. But really you're like, I didn't even take the time to watch it. So guys, thank you for all the love I've been receiving for the podcast so far. We released 3 episodes. When I say we, I mean, of course, my whole team. I got a publicist, agent, multiple managers, lawyers. Just kidding. Jokes aside, though, I'm all by myself. I don't want to be all by myself anymore. Yeah.
I should start this episode again so badly. You know what? It's good to start on a laugh because I'm going to be honest, I feel a little sense of pressure. The last episode was all about relationships and values. And it was really emotional and beautiful. Oh my God, the messages, the comments that I've gotten so far are really heartwarming and incredible. And I want you to continue to send me more of your thoughts. But then also the episode before was with my brothers. That was, of course, like really funny, but also some incredible insight into how they lead their company and how they, you know, sort of define family and friendship amongst brotherhood, but also how they balance their work life within that. And like, yeah, there were some deep moments there too. And I guess through all the comments, I'm like, what have I done? I'm a comedian. And suddenly I'm talking all this vulnerable, deep stuff. But I guess that was my goal anyway, right? To let you into that vulnerable side of myself and to share those things. Because, you know, I was talking to one of my best girlfriends today. And she was like, you know, it's funny, like you're sort of going through a phase where you have a lot of ups and downs and people often don't realize that on Instagram, right? They see the highlighted version, they see the beautiful moments. But that was my whole point. I said, you know, yeah, I understand that, but I also want to let them in into my journey, into my struggles. You know, I know it's all relative, but at least my struggles, career-wise, relationship-wise, emotionally, everything I'm dealing with, COVID. And that's sort of how I started the podcast. And I think, I don't know, I got a little scared yesterday night. I recorded an episode and I just shut it down halfway because I'm like, I don't know if I can be this guide, this, I don't know, voice of inspiration. Well, I guess I'll just give it a go. I hope to make you guys laugh and think, you know, and reflect. Obviously it helps when I have, you know, my wise parents there. But I hope to take some of those, I guess, life lessons and keep putting them into my day-to-day life and seeing how it affects me, how I approach work differently, how I approach relationships differently, and keep you guys informed, you know? And I hope that's interesting for you all. But of course, I'm also here to make you laugh and giggle. Of course, I can't hear you laugh, but, you know, send me some fake ha-has in the comments. I'll accept them. As for today's episode, I think it would be a good idea to, you know, just shoot the shit and we'll see where it takes us. Honestly, like a stream of conscience. I just want to start talking. I have a little bit of notes, some notes in front of me. But knowing me, I digress and I get derailed. But I find my way back. I always do. And yeah, again, thank you for the support so far. Honestly, it's been incredible, eye-opening, and I'll take the pressure any day of the week. Just keep listening and keep believing. 2, 3. Everybody, don't stop believing. Here we go with a high note. Ready? Na, 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 na. Yep. Okay. How did my 2020 start off? One of the biggest dreams that I've ever had was to go to the Sundance Film Festival. And that I did. I got to go there with a little role in a film called Downhill, where I played the German snowboarder. You know, at some point, I'd love a named role. I'm like, it's either Shady Doctor, Foreign Merchant, Viennese Brother Number 2, German snowboarder. But in all honesty, it's just the way you spin things, right? It's all perspective. How do you look at things, right? Like the role of Shady Doctor in the movie What Happened to Monday. People ask me, like, oh wait, you played the Shady Doctor. How was that? I'm like, no. I played Dr. Shade. Yeah. There's a whole backstory to him. Foreign Merchant in Dragonheart 3, you say? No, my friend. It's Merchant. His name is Merchant.
People pay handsomely to consume these rarities.
Yeah. German snowboarder? More like... for that one, it was a German snowboarder. It's funny, when I auditioned for that role, I actually auditioned for a much bigger role, and I thought I got it. I even got a callback. And I was supposed to make out with the great Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the movie. That would have been the role. I was like, if only you would have had me kiss her in the audition, you would have seen I was right for the part, you know? But no, I didn't get it. I probably wouldn't have gotten it that way either. And then I ended up getting the role of the German snowboarder. At first, it was Dutch skier. I was like, I'd love to play this part, but I don't know if I look Dutch at all, you know? They're like, all right, well, we'll make a German skier. I'm like, no. I look more Dutch than I look German. Change it. Can it be Israeli sandboarder? Anyway, I went with German snowboarder. This is a testament to, you know, an acting class they teach us. There are no small roles, only small actors. And this was true. I almost didn't take that role. I had so much pride and ego that I almost got this big role that I said no. And then my girlfriend at the time was like, you have to take this role. In fact, she was even more harsh. She said, how dare you think you're above this? This is a big dream. Will Ferrell is in the movie and you have a few lines of dialogue. So what? Big deal. You didn't get the big part. Buckle up, you know, cowboy the fuck up and take this role, because you're always the one that says it's not about sort of like the door opening. It's what do you do inside of that room, right? And so grateful to her for that, because I ended up taking the role and it changed. I mean, not to be overdramatic, but it changed my life in many ways. I ended up connecting with all of these guys. They were so generous when I flew to LA and moved there at the beginning of the year after Sundance. They took me under their wings and I was like living a high life, really living a high life. And then COVID came, you know, and like all of us, it sent me straight back to square one, back onto my tuchus. Yeah, COVID, huh? Fuck COVID. Her name was COVID. She was a showgirl and she destroyed all her hopes and dreams and is still doing the same. Her name is COVID. She's a showgirl and she takes what you're working towards and crushes it in her hands and then she shoves it into your body and then you're terrified that you're gonna go to the hospital and then you're freaking out every time you have a little cough. Is it COVID? Or is it just a little scratch? Or did I sing too much last night? Or is it COVID? I feel it in my nose. I cannot smell. Or maybe I just can't smell the air because air doesn't smell. And you're just freaking yourself out. Her name is COVID. Hey, da, da, da. Imagine that was the end of the episode. You'd be like, hey, guy, I subscribed. I mean, I'm loving the jokes and songs, but you got me to tears last time. Come on. Okay. So that was COVID. Gonna cross out COVID on my little notepad here. That was a human sound effect. So you know what's weird? Dating in COVID times. Oh. How do you guys do it? For real. How do you ladies and gents do it? Because pre-COVID times, you know, you ride each other. You get to know each other. You go on a date, dinner, lunch, whatever. But with here, I mean, there's no options. You can either, I mean, in lockdown, right, you can take a walk. You know, walking is nice, but winter is coming. And, you know, the nights are the hardest. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a goddamn bat disease out there trying to get us all, you know? Yeah, I don't know, because now there's, what do? You either go for a walk or you invite a person to your apartment. But that's creepy. I mean, or it's just very direct. Not to say that if someone comes to your apartment, you have a pressure to do something. Of course, not at all. But it is weird. You don't know anyone at all. Let's say it's a blind date and like immediately you go to your place. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Also, yeah. I guess it's like there's almost no choice other than to look at it as a one-night stand. Just because of the setup, right? Because one night stand, I guess you go to her place or she goes to your place or to his place, he goes to your place or to they place, they go to their place. I need to learn pronouns way better on my to-do list. Not even joking. Wait. Made a note. Pronouns. People are like, learn the pronouns. I'm like, English my second language. I don't even know what pronouns, but what is even a noun? So scary. Every time the teacher was like, so Nadeev, list three adjectives, please. I'm like, what is an adjective? Is there something describing a verb? They're like, great. What is a verb? I'm like, the thing that an adjective describes? Okay. Yeah. Also, I'm sick of testing myself. I don't want to make this COVID heavy this episode, but if someone takes one of those like COVID jab sword things and shoves it up my nose one more time, I kid you not, I swear to God, I'm like, it's at some point someone put it so deep in, it went down into my throat, through my belly, and I swear I felt like a puppet. The jabbing device went inside of my penis and wiggled it around. I've never had this much control before in my life down there. I'm like, get it out of there. Get it out of there. No, don't put it back in. Don't put it in my mouth now. Don't put it in my mouth. Should generally be at the bottom of my resume. And don't put it in my mouth, whatever it is. Overthinking that comment. You know what's also fun, knee, is when I would sort of like bump into friends on the street when Corona had just started and everyone's trying to be on their best behavior. It's like meeting the parents of your partner for the first time. You're like acting up, okay? Shoulders back, smile on your face, be engaging, interesting. Whatever you do, don't show weakness. Don't show symptoms. I'd bump into my neighbors on the street here and I'd be, you know, walking the dog and they'd be walking the dog and I'm like, okay, pull it together. Whatever symptoms you have, pull it together. Do not show them that you have a cough, a stuffed nose, nothing. In fact, I overcompensated. I was like, hey, my man, Banoush, you smell amazing. That is an excellent, excellent cologne. He's like, I'm not wearing any cologne. I'm like, oh, it's just my nose is so strong, the sense of smell. It must be a side effect of being ultra healthy. Am I right? That I probably smell the cologne on you that you had 2 days ago. Yeah. Also, I see perfectly. I have like 20/20 vision. You know what I mean? Like, I see you so HD clearly. He's like, are you trying to show me that you don't have COVID? Because I don't think sight is a side effect. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, you know, you're just like really like away. Also, sometimes I'd walk the dog at like 7 a.m. and then I'd bump into my friends and my neighbors rather. And I'm like so tired naturally because it's 7. But also I'm like, don't show them you're tired. Show them that you've got your shit together. I'm like, good morning. Yeah, I'm feeling super awake and just ready to tackle the day. 2020 goals, I've got a lot of them. And you know, COVID, yeah, it is what it is. But you know, I guess you can just sort of like readjust your goals and what you want to accomplish, right? Because that's what it is about life. You get curveballs thrown at you and it's all about how you deal with them. You know what I mean? And he's like, hey man, relax. I don't think you have Corona. I mean, honestly, it's all good. And then he goes in for a hug. I'm like, getting nervous. He's getting closer. Oh my God, he's getting closer. My heart is racing. My heart is pounding. His hand is touching me. Oh my God, his finger's on me. Yeah! No, not good. No bueno. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to keep a distance. You know what's funny? My father, since years, as sweet of a little turtle wise man as he is, he reminds me so much of not Mr. Miyagi, but Master Igu from Kung Fu Panda. Adorable, adorable man. Or turtle, rather. In Italian, you say tartarugino. He's an adorable tartarugino. He, for the longest time, just stopped shaking hands. And it used to be so awkward. My friends would want to meet him, of course. They wanted to say hi to my dad, but also they were, you know, often they looked up to him or you know, were a little bit, nervous around him. They would stretch out their hand and he would just, not only would he not shake it, that he would just be like, and would like sort of make a sour face and wave his hands in the air like, no. And then I would always like try to come up with excuses like, oh, he has a cold. That's why he doesn't want to infect. But really, he just doesn't want to shake your hand. I guess he spent his whole life auditioning people for acting school as a mime. He would use his hands day and night. And he just got tired of using his hands. He always prefers, I think, 2 kisses on the cheek. He says it's less infectious, less bacteria. I don't know about that theory, but I like it. But now that there's Corona in the air, you can't say that he's sick. So he just like doesn't shake hands. And I'm like, he doesn't give a shit anymore. You know, 84. What are you going to do? You know, anyway. But I think now he's like, ha ha, told y'all. That's not how he speaks. He wouldn't ever say y'all. But he'd be like, I told you that I don't shake the hand. And now the whole world is also not shaking the hand. For those of you that are trying to decode that accent, no one knows what that accent was. No one knows. I'd like to say it was a soft Arabic or a northern French. All right, so crossing out Sundance, that was cool beans. Probably where COVID started, not gonna lie. Single life, dating, crossed it out. Guys, getting through the list here. Meeting people during COVID, cross it out. Yeah. All right, let's talk about home workouts. All right, home workouts. Yeah, so at first, like all of you, I guess, or a lot of you, I tried to stay creative and try new things, but there's only so many handstands I can do. You know what I think is so funny? Honestly, I think it's so funny where how certain like YouTube free workouts, alone the thumbnail is so over exaggerated. First, it started like, I don't know, get a six pack in 3 weeks or something. And I was like, okay, I believe it. I buy it. You work hard enough, you can do it, you know, depending on your genetics and what you eat and all that stuff. I feel like as soon as the lockdown started getting less and less, these workout classes or subscriptions or membership programs freaked out because they were like, oh my God, we're losing time. Then the thumbnail started changing. It was like, get the perfect body in just 7 days. And then you're like, wait, is this? And then you click play and I'm like, is this a time lapse? I'm like, hey, this guy is, how fast is he working out? Just like, ring, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, hey, relax, guy. I'm not a cheetah. You know, in the animal, in any sense. So essentially, yeah. And then they started, and then it got even crazier. It was like, you know, reflect into, heal your soul and get a six pack and learn Spanish in just 3 days. I'm like, Spanish? Huh? Nosotros hablamos español. Yo no entiendo. And I'm like, you can't just do the workout in a Spanish accent and then expect to speak Spanish while you're working out. You know what I mean? And what, 3 days? It's like, okay, and you're going to take your weights and you're going to lift it in the air and you're going to do some push-ups and you're going to do some sit-ups and you're going to do some, ¿cómo se dice? Some exercises for the abs, exercises for the muscle of the thighs. You're going to do some stomach exercises for the side of the workout for the stomach. I'm talking so much fucking crap. Let's talk inspiration again. The values that I see in relationships. No, I'm kidding. That's for another episode. But we'll get there again. Do you know what I mean? Do you guys agree that literally it started like, okay, doing these home workouts, aloe moves, 10-minute abs, yoga, the class. Love the class. Very, for those of you that don't know the class, Google it or YouTube it. Very spiritual. You have to be a very open-minded person to really sink into the feeling of the that's sort of what the class is. Let your inner animal side out, your animalistic side, your intuition, your ASMR side out, you know? Everyone has an ASMR side. You guys know what ASMR is? And I'm chewing some food. And I'm just here breathing. And that's sort of what the class is, the inner ASMR, just the those were all, those literally all came out of my mouth. Okay, the last one came out of my butthole, but everything else came out of my mouth, all right? And I started to have so much fun with these home workouts, but back then, living with a partner was very difficult because she was like working her ass off in like, you know, all these like super pressure deadlines that she had to deliver and projects she had to sort of like type up and so much organization and Zoom calls with 30 people. Meanwhile, I, the actor that was waiting for an audition, was just like doing handstands in the back. And I'm like, look at me. It's not a banana anymore. I'm straight. Dish, dish. Oh, oh, oh. and I would just fall, almost break the TV. But yeah, I just started not, I didn't buy the workouts anymore. I mean, for real. It was like, I don't know, become a self-made guru and cure COVID in 6 hours. I can literally hear the nervousness of the people that are like putting together these internet workouts. They're like, fuck, do you think they're gonna, notice? Or do we just try? Do we just try? Fuck it, they'll buy it. Okay, first three sessions free, and then it's only $20 a session for, and you have to commit for 4 years. But we guarantee you, not only are you going to get a six pack, not only will you become a self-help guru, not only can you cure COVID from a simple exercise of the stomach from the Spanish tradition, but you can also learn the perfect handstand and randomly your beard grows much better. We'll throw in an extra facial cleansing gel in it for free. Okay, subscribe now. Oh my God, you know, I feel like I'm skinnier and yet I have weaker knees. And my beard is patchy. Mr. Patch Adams over here. Patches of hula hands talking. You know, I do these workouts so diligently. I put so much discipline in my workouts. And I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, a weight's a weight. Because I don't know what I'm doing here. But on the one hand, yeah, sure, I got a little more spiritual. You know, I worked on my inner ASMRs. You know. You can use that for a COVID one-night stand. If you don't know how to perform under pressure, you can just unleash your inner cheetah. But yeah, after a while, I was like, hey guys, I don't know. This workout, am I supposed to feel it in the back of my kneecap and in the throat? That's also the funniest. When you like have a little bit of a scratchy throat and people are around you, you're like, yeah, so basically, I don't know what happened, man. Like, I guess we sort of just drift. It was like, whoa, Nadeem. What? You okay, man? You had a, seemed like you had a bit of a scratchy throat there. I'm like, no. Any excuse is better than I have symptoms. Anything. I'm like, I had a dick in my mouth yesterday. Okay. They're like, are you sure you're going with that? I mean, no judgment. I mean, that's fine if you like that, if it was, you know, but I don't know. I thought that you weren't into that and we're just making sure it's not COVID. I'm like, no, it's not COVID. I'll take that over it for sure. But yeah, man. Ugh. Dude, I'm telling you. You know what? I think this episode is like blowing off some steam a little bit because I am so genuinely proud of the first three episodes of Jokes Aside. I even listened to the last couple ones really like multiple times over. And I'm like genuinely taking notes and writing it down. And it makes me so proud to see that other people are doing the same and the messages that I'm getting. And today I was just like, oh my God, I don't know. I also just want to improvise and laugh a little and just hopefully distract you guys from, I don't know, a day at home or if you're driving and listening to this, or you know, I don't know, sitting on a ski gondola. Hopefully I provide, I don't know, I get a smile on your face. And you're enduring my impromptu randomness. But yeah, you know, I actually, a few minutes ago, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, whatever, I started talking about like goals and readjustment. I said in a jokey way. I'm like, you just got to readjust. You know what I mean? But from a non-jokey perspective, I would like to talk about that a little bit because I had so many specific goals. I don't want to make this too personal about me because, you know, I don't know, boring. But like, of course, I finally got my US visa. I finally got a manager in the US as an actor. I worked years of hustling and bustling to get that, and whatever. Finally, I felt like it all sort of was like aligning in my life. You know, I had a partner. I had I was performing regularly at the Comedy Store in LA. Like I said, I was like hanging out with these amazing actors at Sundance. And then I went to the Berlin Film Festival to premiere Freud, the series I was in. It was just all so amazing. And then, oh my God, like boom, a few days later, I'm like on a Lufthansa flight going back to Vienna with a mask over my face, my nose completely bent and broken. I'm like, y'all can't make masks for other faces? How about like a memory foam mask or something, you know? But yeah, of course, at first I was in shock and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And how am I supposed to sort of continue? Or what am I supposed to do now? And I feel like, oh my God, like, okay, readjust. And at first I did it in a bit of a panic, I guess. I don't know, like, all right, I can't do stand-up. There's no auditions. There's no movies or series being shot right now. All right, I can't read. I can't read books. I'm kidding, I can read. Hey, don't put yourself down, Nadeev. Come on, man. You're better than that. But yeah, I was like, okay, readjusting. So I'll just do the comedy online, right? But as I said before, like it makes such a big difference when there's a live audience and they're really like rooting for you and you can sense immediately what works and what doesn't work. And then online, it's just like, I don't know, like shit can hit the fan. And sure, like it's a learning lesson. You just gotta, again, try to readjust. And I've never been someone to sit and wait for the phone to ring. I always try to take matters into my own hands and try to perform, entertain in any sort of way that I can. Which is, you know, why also a big reason why I started the podcast is to just have another creative outlet to express myself to you guys and to communicate with you all. Or as my dad would say, to y'all. But I don't know, it was just so frustrating at the beginning. Because I'm like, are they really laughing? Are they not laughing? Am I even like making a difference here? And then like, I feel like people are just angry if like something goes wrong or they don't like a certain story or joke or clip or whatever, God knows what. And like, oh my God, I felt like so much pressure and it's already hard enough as it is. And I just want to get out there and do what I love to do and entertain people and make people smile and have them be thoughtful and whatever. But I just felt like in a place of so much, I don't know, like I was cubbyholed into a corner. I was locked in and I saw no other options just other than just to like pick up my phone and start testing new material out and all that stuff. But yeah, it's so true. You just take everything as a learning lesson, I guess, for good or for worse, right? For better or for worse. And so now I was so lucky to finally have this moment of, you know what, Nadeev, you don't have to force it, right? You don't always have to deliver of like making, I don't know, jokes online or whatever. Just take a breather and relax. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. I started like readjusting, thinking about things, new approach. I mean, obviously a huge learning lesson is also not to care that much for in a positive sense, you know, more protecting myself as in, okay, like some people will agree with certain things I do. Some people will disagree. Some people are rooting for me. Others will naturally also not root for me and have a negative sort of approach to things. That's okay as well. It's all part of it. But really it's just like, okay, how do I do what I want to do? How do I use the lessons that are needed for me? How do I take something, whether it be a life situation or a failed project or a failed approach at comedy or whatever, and how do I then move on to the next step and go about it stronger, better, smarter, and all of the above, you know? And so that's what I did. But you don't always have to have immediate answers. I learned it's okay to just sit down for a second, take a deep breath, and just be there for yourself and then have a new approach, and that's okay, you know? Buckle up. Like I said before, cowboy the fuck up and move on, move forward. Look into the light. See that silver lining, because there's shitty situations that happen for everyone. It's all relative. People have it way worse. But I think every single person experienced in these times hitting a wall or having a low point. To me, it's really not about the low point. It's how do I deal with it? How do I grow from it? How do I go from down to up? whether it, again, I'm repeating myself, but it's important. I guess I'm saying it out loud for myself here as well. But it's like whether I feel I'm not connecting with you guys the way I want to connect, or I'm not finding the best, platform to bring my art and my comedy across. Whether I affect someone positively or negatively, whether I fuck up in a relationship, friendship or partnership, if there's, moments of mistakes that happened, hardships, all that stuff, it's absolutely okay. It's okay to fail. Like, who says we need to be perfect in any sense of the word, whether it be in private life or work life? What is this stigma of we have to be, especially people, I mean, I guess everyone, but specifically in the public eye, it's like, you have to be perfect. You're born perfect. No mistakes allowed. Perfect record. I never had a perfect record. Also in school, my parents would always say A for effort is more important than the better grade, because it's how you do things, how you adjust, how you learn and grow from something. And that's exactly what it is. That to me is also the true romance within a life. Let's even say specifically in relationships. That is, for me, a fairy tale. I used to think, what is a fairy tale? The perfect relationship. Unconditional love. One partner. That's it. No mistakes. No one's feelings get hurt. No whatever cheating or disrespect or flaws. But that's not true. Like, what kind of a standard are you setting for yourself? It's like you're bound to fail then, But rather, take things day by day. Express yourself openly, explore many avenues. And it's not so much about like a failed attempt or approach or a mistake you make, but like, how do you handle it? How do you internalize it? Way more important than like what you put out there immediately just to like try to, make quick, repair. There's a phrase for that. Damn it. Those of you listening will probably know it already. When you make a mistake and you try it, like quick repair, whatever, there's a phrase, who gives a shit? But it's really like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay to fail. It's okay to fall down. Denzel Washington says, fall down 7 times, you get up 8. Okay, was that a combination of Denzel Washington, Barack Obama, and John F. Kennedy? Sure. I, the president, Barack Obama, fall down 7 times and you get up 8. Michelle, my partner, always had the best intentions for me. Anyway, that's sort of what I'm getting at. I'm like rambling on and on, but I hope that you're still connecting with it. That's also like a big part of this podcast, is just stepping inside of my brain. This is what it looks like, homies. I'm sorry to tell you, it's pretty damn scary in there, okay? It's just a whole lot of colorful, crazy imagination. That's why I don't take MDMA, okay? Because it's just too much going on up there already. It's too scary, too much stimuli. Anyway, my point is, and that is literally the definition of my tattoo on my arm. It's just as my father said in the last episode, life is not static. It's not a straight line. It's very zigzaggy. There's ups and downs. And when you're in your down or your fuck up, your mistake, whatever it is, that's the moment where you just need to take a breather, reflect, it's okay. And then you get back up and you readjust. Same as plans. That's what I did. I had a lot of goals in 2020. But it's okay. I'm sure all of you did. And we readjust, right? I mean, that's sort of like that's the only way to go about it. And you don't have to do it immediately. You can sit and think about it. You don't owe anyone anything. Really, just more importantly, do it for yourself. Reflect yourself, You don't have to put on a facade. Just think, take a breather, and then reapproach, And that to me is the true fairy tale and romance of a successful approach to life and a successful relationship in any sense of the word, again. Because, again, it's allowing yourself to have these moments of down, whether it be your fault or not. But then really, much more importantly, how do you stick together through it? How do you work how do you get through it, Get through the shit. And focusing on the positives, that there's always room for change and growth and looking at the bright side of things. Really, Not to say that you can't have moments of anger or fear or frustration or disappointment. That's all okay. The only important thing for me is like not to run away from it. You know, even yourself. Just put up a mirror, hold it up in front of your face and say, all right, here's where I am. Here's what I did. Here's what people think. It's my choice now to not give a fuck what people think or to reflect deeper, to change my attitude towards something or not, to agree or disagree and whatever, all these things. And yeah, to then just go about it in a more, I don't know, I guess an upgraded sense. Yeah, you grow, you learn, and you adjust. Yeah, that's there's a point in there somewhere. I think there's a point in there somewhere. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I talk sometimes and I guess I don't finish my sentences all the way, or I think about things as I say them. But that's where I'm at in my life right now. I don't have all the answers, but I'm figuring them out. You know, I'm figuring them out. And, it's the same as comedy for me. I want to make people laugh, but I also want to affect people in a different, I don't know, setting. And that's why I appreciate all the love that I'm getting so far for this, because it's all of me, you know. It's the clown, but also the I don't know, the antagonist. No, you know what I mean. Yeah. All right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up slowly. But I love you all. I thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, generally to the podcast, jokes aside. For those of you out there who have similar struggles or also have clouded headspaces, talk to me. Send me messages, you know. Let me know what you think. If you have guest suggestions, I have amazing guests coming up, but I'm always, you know, open for ideas. And this is all I want to do. I just want to talk to you guys and express myself. And maybe we'll figure out some answers along the way together. Meanwhile, I'll keep on trucking. I'll keep on searching for answers and for the light. And yeah. And yeah, that's always a good way to end something, right? And yeah. It's like ending an audition, but like with zero confidence. They're like, and cut. I'm like, ooh, was that bad? Oh my God, was that so bad? Oh, so bad. Whatever, we'll do it again. Oh, stupid me. They're like, and ruined all of what you just did. Cool. On that note, my name's Nadiv. This is Jokes Aside. Welcome to my podcast. All right, cue the outro music. I'm sick of me. Dance.